Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
1, 2, 3!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Nick's quick throw to Mims, right side. Mims needs a block. He gets it inside the 5, leads to the pylon. Touchdown, Denver!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Jameer with a boost from his offensive line.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Jalen McMillan. Fifth game in a row. Fire the cannons.
Give us to Henry. Left side. The King is in. Touchdown, Ravens. Derrick Henry in the end zone.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That is correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are here with the National Football League season, regular season, all done and in the books. All 272 regular season games. The Super Wild Card Weekend schedule is all set. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Now, listen, the guys here in the studio like poking fun at me that I have a favorite child out of my three children. I do not. I love them all the same. That said, I say to the, if you will, child, that is those who are out there on the Roku Sports Channel watching us every single day from 12 to 3 Eastern time, how you can watch the show on the Rich Eisen Show a Roku channel relationship. I do say a special hello, though, to a new member of the family, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey.
Coast to
Coast. Hey, let's go.
110 plus Rich Eisen Show radio affiliates, terrestrial radio affiliates, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. A special good Monday morning to you all out there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're back.
Boom.
On network terrestrial radio, people. It's been a minute, but to those out there that may somehow be new to us, listening to us on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158, starting today. Where you been? It's year 11 for us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Year 11 for us.
Wow.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Brockman and I have already recorded the Overreaction Monday podcast through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. That's already in the books. You can get all 3 hours of this show through the Cumulus Podcast Network and the Rich Eisen Podcast Network through that. Good Monday to you, sir, Chris Brockman.
Good to see you, my friend.
DJ Mikey D, as in D's Nuts, hey. The audio executive for the Rich Eisen Show. He's juggling a lot. Now that you're talking to some new friends of ours at the Infinity Sports Network, Good to see you here on this day. The Cavaliers wild card weekend. We will be talking about it. Thank you. Mike will play a drop every now and then. I'm not expecting.
Yep.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir. Oh, Kawhi Leonard is back. Penn State Holiday. Football is still alive in college football.
Yes.
World. The hay is in the barn for Dallas Cowboys all-in season that has wound up quite shy. Mike McCarthy's in that nether world of waiting to find out on his future between now and January 14th. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson.
It's great to be seen.
Kawhi's
I want to introduce
back.
Myself
oh,
to the new people out here. I'm TJ. I like the Cowboys for some reason, the Clippers and the Sixers and a bunch of other college teams that I'm sure you're going to hear about.
We only have 2 hours and 56 minutes left on this show. Wow. Otherwise, TJ would list all of his other favorite teams.
Wow. I'm also a big fan of Biggie Smalls and professional wrestling.
Good to see everyone out there and good to be heard by everyone out there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us.
Nice.
Now, we deal with narratives here. I'm not an all 22 tape head type of guy. We do talk X's and O's around here, but I'm more of a narrative.
You're a storyteller, Rich.
I tell stories.
What you do?
Actually, I weave tapestries.
Come on, man.
That's what I do. Verbally. Not literally. I don't loom. What do I know? Well, I loom in terms of rearview mirrors of people that we compete with.
That's a fact.
Or they see our asses and elbows as we run past them here on the Infinity Sports Network. But that's for another day.
You are synonymous with a 40.
And another show. We deal with narratives here. And the narrative for the Detroit Lions has changed quite a bit. Used to be, they've got no chance. We all know since Dan Campbell came into being as the HC in Detroit, Michigan. Things have changed. We understand that. The narrative this year is they're going to take a step forward, make it to the Super Bowl. I put my chip down on that narrative prior to the season saying the Lions were my pick to win the NFC. So I was all in on it. And then they lose week two to Tampa, the team that they vanquished to make to the NFC Championship game last year. They're 1-1, and a lot of narratives going around that maybe they're not the team. And then the narrative came to be, oh, they're the team. They're the team to beat. While the Minnesota Vikings were 5-0, and they lose two in a row in the span of 5 days, and suddenly Detroit, after beating Minnesota to start that mini two-game losing streak for Minnesota, they went into first place until just last night when it was all on the line, and the narrative had changed for Detroit that they were no longer the team to beat because they had gotten beaten down to a pulp by the injury football gods. Too many top-notch defenders on injured reserve for the Detroit Lions to actually go ahead and finish what they had started in the most prolific, successful regular season in the history of the franchise. Too many defenders lost. And instead, when that narrative truly came home to roost, when they lost a handful more in a home loss to the Bills, that is exactly the narrative crystallized despite them winning every game since they lost to the Bills. And the narrative in the middle of the season, Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions, and they still beat the Texans. They're lucky. How is he going to respond? How did 19 touchdowns and 1 interception since that game going into Sunday Night Football? How did that roost in your world? They lost too many players on defense, everyone was saying. They're going to have to win 40-30, everyone was saying. And for those new to us on the Infinity Sports Network, I was one of those people. We talked about it on NFL Game Day Morning quite a bit. They're going to have to win 40-30. Kirby Joseph came up with 2 interceptions against the 49ers. That's what you're going to have to do. Put up 40, come up with us. Just the only thing is just one stop here or there. Because they're going to have to win 40-30. And then came last night, when the Detroit Lions defense snapped the Minnesota Vikings 9-game winning streak and snapped them right in half. Thanks to, in large part, their defense holding Minnesota to a season low 9 points. First time Minnesota scored fewer than 10 points in a game since week 14 of last year. And then it's not just what they were doing from snap one to snap last. Minnesota moved the ball. Not one, but two drives that they stopped when Minnesota was on the Detroit 3-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a narrative flipper. That said, the narrative for the Detroit Lions now for years is exactly the Detroit Lions team that showed up last night, and the word is a four-letter word. And I'm not talking about the ones that have to continually get bleeped or silenced out of all of the Lions' social media videos from their victorious locker room. The word is grit. That's it. Grit. A word associated with the city. And that's exactly what Dan Campbell tried to say inartfully in his opening press conference as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Grit. And isn't it amazing that the running back known as Sonic provided the knuckles to? I was targeting Jahmyr Gibbs as the offensive player of the year going into the season. That's how much I was buying into the Lions narrative. Now, Gibbs is not going to be that. That'll be Saquon or Jamar Chase. Derrick Henry will be in that mix. But four scrimmage touchdowns for Jahmyr Gibbs last night, three on the ground, one in the air, including one in the air on a fourth down. 20 touchdowns from scrimmage to lead the NFL. The last Lions player to lead the NFL in scrimmage touchdowns. You all know the answer, even though you might not think you do. Go for it. Say it. Say it.
Emmitt Smith.
Nope. The last Lion to do it.
Oh, last Lion. I missed that part.
Barry Sanders.
Bingo.
My bad. I missed the Lion part.
1991. Jahmyr Gibbs doing Barry Sanders stuff. And Goff doing stuff that we have not seen before. 15 wins by a team, by a quarterback, for a team that did not draft him. That was also up for grabs last night, by the way. That record, along with the NFC North and NFC Conference as a whole in the one seed. Whoever won last night would have set that record. Sam Darnold or Goff. Goff now has it. First time since CeeDee McGannon since 1975 that the Lions are the one seed, and that is all that matters. It now goes through Detroit, the path to the Super Bowl for the National Football Conference. Somebody's going to have to go into Detroit and go into a Ford Field that is lit up like the proverbial gas can and knock off this team. Good luck if they're going to play defense like that. Because at some point, they're going to score their points. And even on a night where Goff had its third worst passer rating of 2024, which is, by the way, only a passer rating of 80, that's how insane a year he's had, they still popped a 30-burger because all they have to do is just keep wearing you down and wearing you down because they have one of the best offensive lines in the business. And now they've got Alex Anzalone back on defense. And now Big Z's Adarius Smith, that midseason pickup, making plays. And now the Lions are maybe putting it together. Look out. That's the message. That's the narrative. They did pull it off. They did have the best regular season in the history of the Lions, and they aren't the first ever 14-win road-tripping super wild-card weekend team. That's now the Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings right now are no doubt looking around and saying, let's throw that one out. Let's throw that one out. We move the ball. Justin Jefferson was getting open. He was getting, you know, interfered with. I think he was probably getting held a lot. A lot of calls not getting made, but this is what's going to happen in the playoffs, people. Last night had a playoff feel to it because I think the officials were officiating it like a playoff game as well. And the Vikings, I understand the fans are probably going, uh-oh, here we go again, because there is also this year, as we all know, they did lose two regular season games in a span of 5 days before losing last night. That was when they were 5-0 and then they lose to Detroit at home. And then 5 days later, they go to Los Angeles and lose to the Rams on a Thursday night. This time they lose to Detroit on a Sunday night. Now they go to, wait for it, Los Angeles to take on the Rams on the Monday night. So it's not a short week. It's the longest week possible. 8 days between losing to the Lions and now going to take on the Rams on Monday night to wrap up Super Wild Card Weekend. And all eyes will be on Sam Darnold. It's amazing how this works, how humbling this league can be, and it's how you deal with the humbling. That's how you get through. That's how you get through in the National Football League, is how you deal with the humbling. And 1 week, you go into your locker room coming off of your career best 377-yard performance, and you're lifted up on the shoulders of your teammates like you're Maximus in the middle of the Colosseum. And the next minute, you have 9 points on a Sunday night getting your ass handed to you, and everybody now wondering, are you seeing ghosts? It's that simple. And that amazing, and that narrative can be erased just like the one that the Lions reimagined. Oh, we don't have to win 40-30. We'll just hold you to 9 points with the scotch tape that we're holding together our defense with. So the Vikings, can they turn it around, come to Los Angeles, and beat these Rams that rested a lot of their starters and almost beat the Seahawks anyway? Absolutely they can. Can Sam Darnold show up and start winging it around? Can the Rams have problems getting home, and maybe Justin Jefferson will have less of an issue getting open? Will it be an easier road trip for them because there'll be a lot of purple doing skull chants in SoFi Stadium? We shall see. Can it turn around because Justin Jefferson is still Justin Jefferson? By the way, becoming the sixth player in NFL history with at least 1,500 receiving yards and 3 career seasons. Only Jerry Rice has had more. He's got 3 now. But fewest receptions and receiving yards in a game since week 12 against Chicago. That's what happens when you face division opponents on the road. That game was at Chicago in week 12. These things happen. Do you throw that out? You have to. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, you are still making plays. You are still making plays. You just didn't make enough of them. And you're taking on a Lions team that feels destined and last night had the home field advantage at the right time and showed up and played their best defensive game in weeks. And if you think that the Rams will take that blueprint and put it into place against you, then break the tendency. And they've got the smart enough coach and coaching staff to do it. But I understand why Vikings fans are going, yeah, okay. Here we go again. It's a humbling game, man, the National Football League. The NFL is a humbling league. It is exactly how you can go from the penthouse to the outhouse. And it's amazing how you go from feeling like you're in the penthouse to the outhouse despite having 14 wins. But they've got to put that aside. They have to do it. And they've got the talent to do it. They've got the offensive line to protect Darnold enough, and Sam Darnold has got to just look in the mirror and say, sort of like the old Stuart Smalley self-affirmation, I'm good enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. People do like you, Sam. And the guy that eviscerated the Vikings, the Packers in week 17 can show up and do the same thing to the Rams. But right now, they're shaken. Can they stir it up enough to beat the Rams? That is going to be a dynamite finale to Super Wild Card Weekend. Our friends at ESPN have got to be doing cartwheels over that they get that game. So much to talk about on this program with you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We've also got a ton of things to talk about on the coaches firing front. The top portion of the NFL draft order is set. We'll discuss that. Don't you dare move. When we come back, one of the most rousing victories of Week 18. And it happened with a team that entered the weekend first overall on the clock. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. All right, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. This is an exciting day for us. I'm not going to lie. For those who have been watching us on the Roku platform and portal since September of 2023, right? That's when we went on there, 2023, and then we're rolling through 2024. Right. Now we're in year three. It's coming up on year three this later this year. So it's 2022, right? 22.
Yeah.
And that was a big journey for us. We came over from Peacock, and just to say hello to all of our friends at Peacock as well. You can get Peacock through the Roku portal right now as well. And we were on after Dan Patrick there, just like we were on DirecTV for a long time on Audience. But when we were told by Audience, you know, we're done, our terrestrial radio world blew up. Absolutely exploded, imploded.
Yeah, not in a good way.
And then our world imploded with COVID. And so we were reeling quite a bit.
Yeah.
For a long time.
YouTube was our savior.
And we went off of our radio network that we were on for 5+ years. And we have not been back on network terrestrial radio until this very day. I told you in particular, Mike Del Tufo is talking to our friends at the Infinity Sports Network right now. Every now and then you're going to hear Mike. He's going to be leaning over into the mic, you know, because he's a loud talker. He's got a problem. He's a loud talker. He's like Chris Berman. You know, he's been blessed with a loud voice. There's no whispering for him.
No, it's true. No.
You know, and he's going to be, every now and then you might see him leaning over and talking. Jay Felly's to his left because he there you go. Jason Feller's here because he's
the Chris Collinsworth and sliding.
He's sliding in there, guys.
Hey. Yeah.
Rich Eisen Show fantasy football runner up. Right there. Hey man. Finished up better than me. Who won it?
I forget.
It doesn't matter.
Disrespect is real.
We'll talk about Tyreek Hill shortly. Because he feels disrespected. Did I use that properly?
I guess.
Anyway, it's a big day for us. And we're back on the Infinity Sports Network, and we're back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Okay. Man, let me get this date right. Because who could forget it? I mean, who could forget this moment, but I want to get the date correct.
On this date?
No. Here's the date. December 20th, 2020. So it was 12/20/20. And, you know, we were in the throes of a pandemic, and the NFL was still playing. Okay? Still playing. And guess what? The Jets had no wins. Entering Los Angeles, just up the road here in SoFi Stadium. And new stadium and no fans in it, and they're still playing. Jets had no wins. And there was Trevor Lawrence for the taking for anybody who could get the first overall pick in the 2021 draft.
Just waiting.
Just sitting there.
Hey, take me.
And we were on this show here. Talk about crazy times for us, right? We were on YouTube only at the time, pretty much. And we just wondering where's going our lives.
I'm going to say one word to trigger you, and that's xylophone.
My goodness gracious. Well, we were on Peacock. I can't recall.
Bots.
Bots. But all I remember is, and we talk about this in Jets fandom over and over and over again. Remember that time when Frank Gore scored a touchdown for the Jets to put him up 20-3 against the Los Angeles Rams on that day of December 20th, 2020. Do you remember that? We talk about it all the time. Oh, it brings up all the warm and fuzzies. Remember that time Frank Gore scored a touchdown? You know what? Hold on a minute. I'm being told. Yeah, nobody talks about that. Not a single fan talks about it. Nobody. But when it's brought up, it's like, why? Why? Because Frank Gore, when he creased that end zone, he put the Jets up 17, and the Jets wound up beating the Rams on that day. And on that day, after that, they followed it up with a win again. Yeah. And on those 2 weeks, poof, Trevor Lawrence, bye-bye. In comes Zach Wilson. And then in comes Aaron Rodgers. And yada, yada, yada. Jets wound up firing their coach and general manager, and they're looking for new ones now here in 2025. Yada, yada, yada.
Frank Gore's most memorable touchdown.
Now snap to another day. He's front loading it. He's front loading the clapback right now. Because front load. Let's go to another day.
What day did you have in mind,
the
Rich?
The day when Tom Brady said he was going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. That day.
Mm-hmm. That day. Well, actually, I guess you'd have to reverse.
You have to reverse that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go back to the future. Going into that season, because Tom Brady wound up winning the Super Bowl in that year. The reason why I bring that up is I turned to Rich Eisen Show resident New England Patriot fan Chris Brockman. I turned to him and I said, "Welcome to the rest of us."
Yeah, it's like
welcome to the rest of us. Your 20-year break from the rest of us.
I reject that.
Had ended.
Done.
And in that respect, Patriots fans everywhere refer to moments in that 20-year stretch of being not the rest of us with certain games. Mm-hmm. They shorthand them, okay? They shorthand them, and one of them is, say, the snow game. We refer to it as the Tuckerel game. Patriots fans refer to it as the snow game. As if the Patriots have never played another game in the snow.
No. That's it.
Only one I can remember.
Yeah. They refer to it as the snow game.
Never had snow in Boston.
We refer to it, anyway.
Tuckerel rule, I'd never heard of before.
There's a new game. There's a new game in the history of the New England Patriots.
There sure is.
It's called the Joe Milton game.
Yep.
I mean, didn't I call that on Friday,
you know, and it's kind of ironic that we're referring to the rest of us when Joe Milton, a sixth-round pick with a history from Michigan.
Sounds familiar.
Joe Milton. Who can forget Joe Milton showing up against the Buffalo Bills in a game that the Patriots entered with the first overall pick in hand if they could only lose? And Drake May We heard from Gerard Mayo, the coach, all week. Drake, we're going to play to win. We're going to play this to win. And then Gerard came by. I showed up with like a hand injury out of nowhere, right? All of a sudden, wait a minute. He's questionable. What happened?
In comes
Joe Milton.
Joe Milton, who said he didn't even know he was going to play when he showed up to the stadium on Sunday.
And Josh Allen starts for the Bills. And I guess Sean McDermott just wanted to make sure he keeps whatever streak of starting for the Bills alive. He comes in, an MVP handoff. That of all MVP handoffs. And then in comes Mitchell Trubisky. And Patriot fans are like, really? Really? Can't Josh play longer? Words Patriots fans have never said. No. Can't Josh Allen keep playing against us longer? But just in case you think, oh, Joe Milton, what's he going to do? How does a 13-play, 55-yard drive capped off by this?
Second and goal to go. The ball is inside the near hash mark, left hash mark, and now Milton is in the gun. Gibson off his left hip. Two receivers stacked on a high snap and a fake inside to Gibson. He's going to run it in, waltzing in untouched to the end zone. And then another backflip from Joe Milton with the exclamation mark. Touchdown, Patriots.
Good energy here.
Scott Zolak only knows one speed, man.
Good energy here.
Zolak, baby, you only know one speed.
Jeez.
Good energy here. Although Spiro Ditas calling it on CBS kept referring to the number of groans in the crowd that he heard.
Yeah. Well, seems like
from Patriots fans because Joe Milton puts up the Patriots 7-0, but guess what? Trubisky found his inner Matt Nagginess.
Are you just going to recap this whole game for me?
I watched. No.
I was miserable the entire time.
A 13-play drive capped off by Ray Davis, but then.
It's like a Magic Johnson tweet right now.
Yeah, I don't need this recap for me.
Joe Milton showing off that gun that he had at the combine.
Well, I said it on Friday. He's got a cannon.
Hit it.
Takes a high snap, drops back on second down and in short. He's rolling to his right, chased by a pair of Bills. Throws on the gun. The pass is going to be caught at the 20 by an open Booty, who's going to trot into the right, into the end zone.
Nobody is enjoying this right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Aren't there blue laws in New England? There was an open Booty? What?
Stop.
Huh? On the Patriots radio network, they're talking about open booties?
It's over.
Wait a minute.
I don't think you could say that on terrestrial radio.
I don't find this amusing.
Now Joey Sly starts taking over, splitting uprights. Like is he's it, Adam Vinatieri.
Is this Jets deflection?
Oh, definitely not, sir. Definitely not, sir.
Jets had a good game.
You really said open booty.
I did.
He was open.
By the way.
He had a career day.
Don't get us booted off. We just got back on.
No. How were any of these guys active?
Booted off? You don't want to get booted off?
Get booted off.
Why wasn't Jacoby Brissett playing into the fourth quarter? He's terrible. He would have guaranteed a loss.
Well, all I know, sir, is in one way, you as a diehard Patriot fan did not get what you wanted, which is the first overall pick in the draft where, say, a quarterback needy team that falls in love with Cam Ward or falls in love with Shedeur Sanders would have to call you up. And clearly you in New England have got your quarterback situation handled. You don't need that. Instead, you can get a king's ransom to move down to, say, one or two spots and still get a player with a whole ton of draft choices and capital to surround Drake May with.
Are you trying to make him feel better about this?
No, I'm just pointing out now the Titans and Browns just have to sit where they are. If the Browns are quarterback interested, and if they're not, guess what? They can get that going because the Giants are sitting right there and you're thinking they're going to have to do
something.
Something to maybe get Cam Ward or get Shedeur Sanders if those guys, when it all is said and done, is worthy of doing it. But the Patriots go from 1-4.
Gross.
They're now 4. Maybe not even Trevor. I mean, they might not even get your Heisman Trophy. You may not even get Travis Hunter.
No, it's take Will Campbell, take Kelvin Banks, rip the knob off, best offensive tackle right there, and let's move on.
And move on with a new head coach. Now, we'll never know. I don't think. Maybe we will. Maybe we can find out. Did Gerard Mayo go rogue here?
And win the game? As an F you out the door?
Now, that will be a part of the conversation. As you know, I will always say this, though, now that I've kind of uncorked that. Grown-ass men who are trying to win jobs and trying to prove a point and are very prideful men are going to win. You cannot call off any of that. Certainly if Gerard Mayo thought that he was on a hot seat. But winning that game yesterday and Joe Milton doing what he did yesterday will go down in the same annals as Frank Gore scoring a touchdown for the Jets on December 20th, 2020. Great. I'm glad you're all celebrating. I'm glad you're all happy. But that ain't it.
Yep.
And the question is, who's now going to be the head coach? Because, again, welcome to the rest of us. The Kraft family, for the first time in their illustrious, and I still believe Hall of Fame should be history, have joined the one-and-done club, churning through coaches.
Yeah, and this is what we talked about last week. You don't want to be that franchise, that organization
ever,
that does this.
Ever.
But, you know, this was a plan that was set in place 5+ years ago, and it's okay to admit that that plan is now no longer feasible.
No doubt, sir, that they believed Gerard Mayo was the coach in waiting when Belichick would eventually move on, or they would move him on. Nobody ever knew how that was going to end. There were times when Gerard Mayo, other teams were knocking on the Patriots' door for permission to speak with him. They refused to give it. There was one year, if you recall, when Bill O'Brien showed up with an actual title of offensive coordinator. There was an actual press statement that was put out that also included information about Gerard Mayo signing a deal. This was all in place, and they believed it. And last year, when Belichick moved on and fans were screaming for Vrabel because he was now available when the Titans surprisingly fired him, again, if you're new to us here on the Infinity Sports Network, I will always refer back to the movie Hoosiers, my favorite sports movie ever, like Coach Dale to the howling fans saying, "We need a fifth on the floor." He would wave his game plan and his leather satchel at them saying, "I've got this." They waved it at Patriots fans wanting Vrabel and stuck with their plan of Gerard Mayo, and something happened over the last year. Cumulatively, something was going on.
Or last month.
It was so bad in that building that they had to make a switch and say, "We admit we made the wrong move. The coaches that he brought in, the methodology that he had, not working." And I'm still just wondering again if Vrabel is in fact part of this scenario. That Mike Vrabel, who is a Patriot Hall of Famer wearing the red jacket that he received on his bye week as the Titans head coach at the time, which Tom Pelissero, one of our regulars on this program, my colleague from the NFL Network, mentioned over and over again, and most recently is his last appearance on Friday, that Vrabel showing up in his bye week wearing a red Patriot jacket talking about how great it was in New England pissed off his bosses in Tennessee. And if he is part of it now, I'm just wondering, the fact that he met with the Jets on Friday and everybody came out of that meeting saying how well it went, very, very well. I'm just wondering if that was the last shove that the Krafts needed to provide that shove to Gerard Mayo out the door.
No question.
I'm just wondering if they're like, "Wait a minute. Really? We're going to have Vrabel show up and be the Jets head coach while sticking with Gerard Mayo after we've seen or feel the way that we feel about him and the offense?" And Vrabel might be bringing Josh McDaniels to the sideline in New York? We're going to let that happen?
Yeah, untenable. No chance.
I'm just wondering, if you put it all together, That's why Gerard Mayo got one and done in New England. But hey, Patriots fans, you got that Joe Milton game you'll be talking about for years to come.
I mean, he did look really good. I mean,
he did.
Someone want to offer us like a third round pick or something?
No, well, you found your backup for the moment. That's for sure.
Yeah. Great. Super.
Glad
we learned that yesterday.
A backup is very important, though,
awesome.
Rich.
Cool. You know, he couldn't have played the fourth quarter. We couldn't have saw how awesome he was in the fourth quarter.
Great question.
Why do you have to play the whole game?
I don't know.
Like, what are we doing?
What a day.
So dumb.
January 5th, 2025. 1-5-25.
Stupidest win I've ever seen.
We'll go down like 12-20-2020 for the New York Jets.
What if I told you this date?
While the Bills move on, I'm just wondering if the Bills, if Sean McDermott had dawned on him saying, you know, it would be better. Like, why do we need to win this?
Yes,
game?
It was clearly obvious in the second half when they were just handing the ball off every single time.
Yeah.
Give a Mike White bomb here.
It was so amazing. At one point, the Patriots fandom were putting their hopes in the hands of former Jet quarterback Mike White. Can you please score a touchdown here and keep us the first overall selected team?
Here's how I knew that the Pats were going to win. When Tyler Bass missed the extra point, I'm like, oh, that's going to come back and haunt us.
Well, still so much to talk about on this program. Tyreek Hill has basically told the Dolphins, he's done with them. The Giants have told Brian Daboll and their general manager, Joe Shane, we're not done with you. And Kurt Warner is going to join us in the middle of hour number two. We're off and running in our first ever hour on the Infinity Sports Network, but let's take a break. Now time for a sports update with Andrew Bogish.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Unstoppable. Discover the inspiring true story about Anthony Robles, who defied every expectation to become a national wrestling champion in Unstoppable, a new original movie from Amazon MGM Studios and director William Goldenberg, evoking the excitement and camaraderie of classic sports dramas and thrilling wrestling matches. Unstoppable features an all-star ensemble cast, including Jarell Jerome, Jennifer Lopez, Don Cheadle, Michael Pena, and Bobby Cannavale. Unstoppable is streaming exclusively on Prime Video January 16th.
All right, back here on the Roku Sports Channel, it's time to review my work that I put into place and to play the Friday before our break on December 20th. I brought out the Rich Eisen Show crystal ball. Too heavy to use more regularly.
Yeah, that's big.
And let's see if this thing works, because if you remember, I looked in the crystal ball and I predicted what the super wild card weekend matchups would be and when.
That you did.
If you recall, here's what I said. It was going to be the Texans against the Steelers to kick things off.
Okay. Yep, that's what you said.
That's what I said.
Yep.
That the Steelers were going to lose on wild card, they were going to lose to the Ravens before Christmas, and then they'd be the 5 seed. Little did I know that they would drop
another one.
But yeah. This is what I said. My prediction. I said the Vikings would be at the Rams on a Saturday night as the 4-5 game.
Got that.
I said that the Broncos would get in as the 7 seed and visit the Bills to kick off Sunday.
Right.
The Commanders would be the 7 seed and be the first Eagles opponent, and that would be in Fox's late window. I knew Fox was going to go late window Sunday, and it would be the Eagles against whoever they're going to get. It would be the Commanders.
Yep.
And the Harbaugh, I predicted that the 6th-seeded Chargers would visit the 3-seeded Ravens, and the Harbaugh would happen on a Sunday night with Green Bay visiting Tampa. That was going to be the, in my estimation at the time, that was going to be the 3-6 game. Okay? I looked into the crystal ball.
I saw you do it.
We knew it, guys. A lock as a lock could be, the Texans were going to open Super Wild Card Weekend.
Lock.
Instead of the Steelers, it's the Chargers because the Steelers dropped another spot.
Yep.
And then the Sunday night game is Ravens Steelers 3.
Dang.
Then comes Bills at Bills hosting the Broncos to kick off Sunday. Got that right. Got the Eagles right in the Fox spot, yep, late window on that Sunday. It's the Packers, a review of the Friday night opener. And the Commanders and the Bucks on a Sunday night. Man, they're going to Tampa on a Sunday night. And there is that Vikings-Rams game. Instead of it being a Saturday night game, it's a Monday night game.
Woo! Mikey, but I got Monday night in L.A.
I got the Texans. I got the matchup. The only one I got the matchup and the time right was this Sunday opener. That's it. But I got the Texans starting the Super Wild Card weekend right, and that's not tough to do.
Set your watch to it.
Did I get this? Who sent me this text?
I did. Yeah, this tweet. I saw it yesterday.
Okay, I believe it's Adam Spillane, who works out of the city of Houston.
Yep.
Every wild card game in Texas history.
That's a fact.
Every
single one.
Yeah. Were there even odds on this, Brockman? It couldn't have been.
Opener off the board.
Saturday opener. Yeah.
Saturday open.
Every time.
Bet on this.
No doubt. Every time.
No doubt.
I know we joke about this, Rich, but why do you think this is? How does this come to be every
year? It's just the Texans media market, and they're probably, you know, the AFC South champion that didn't light too many fires, all due respect to J.J. Watt and Andre Johnson, whatever. And then, I don't know.
A lot of Schaub in there.
I don't have an answer for you otherwise.
Yeah, a little bit of Watson in there.
Not sexy. A little Watson. Remember, Watson had that.
It's not like they were less than to watch. I mean, they're a team to be reckoned with.
24-0 lead on the Chiefs.
No doubt about it.
The one year.
I'm going to put the crystal ball away. It worked some.
Rich, be careful.
Be careful. Don't hurt your back out, Doug. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Granger desk is
back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could have been covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. When I was in Munich, when we were all in Munich, Rich Eisen Show went to Munich.
We were there.
But you guys left before the game.
Correct.
I called the game.
You did.
And I got the sense... Certainly talking to the head coach that the Giants head coach was not in trouble. Again, it was Giants taking on the Panthers in Munich, Germany. And at the time, it was being tweeted about as the last punishment to Germany for World War II.
Yeah.
But the game went in overtime, was entertaining. And sure enough, as it turned out, it was Daniel Jones's last game as a Giant. They went back home on a bye week and sent him packing. He was done. And that you could tell something was up with him when you were interviewing the players, that something was off. Nothing was really clicking. But I also got the sense, talking to many prior to the game, that the Giants ownership group really liked Brian Daboll. And the guy was the coach of the year, and they won a playoff game with Daniel Jones in his first season as HC of the NYG. They liked him. He's got an offensive mindset where he would be hired anywhere as an offensive coordinator for the team if the Giants cut him loose, if not getting another job as an HC somewhere. And you got the sense they liked him. The general manager, they like him too, and Joe Shane. I mean, they got these guys from the Buffalo Bills. They plucked these guys from the Buffalo Bills front office and staff, and look at what they built together, right? Correct?
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley having a gajillion yards, 2,000-yard season, let him walk. The Joe Shane hard knocks moment where he's just like, yeah, we're not paying our quarterback to hand it off to it. What sort of offense we want? Not one where we're handing it off to a $12 million running back.
Yikes.
Oof. That has not come home. That has not aged well.
No.
Well, guess what? I got the sense, leaving Munich, that no matter how bad it got, the Giants weren't making a move because they don't want to be the franchise that churns. They don't want to be the ones that one and done. It's their co-tenants that do that stuff. Their co-tenants are the ones that go ahead and blow out their coach after a loss in Europe, despite it being just 5 weeks into the season. The Jets are the ones who bounce their general manager in the middle of the season. The Jets are the ones who can't find the quarterback. The Jets are the ones who churn. And look at them. We're not them. Even though the results kind of mirror what's going on with the Jets. And sure enough, the Giants believe that they are better off sticking with the program for another year rather than going back into the mosh pit that the Jets are in right now looking for a coach and a GM. And Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are staying. John Mara had this to say about the decision.
I had a conversation with Steve Tisch, and we spoke some more over the weekend, and just came to the decision that staying with both of them is the best course of action for us right now. I think in Brian's case, he was the coach of the year 2 years ago. That didn't disappear all of a sudden. I still believe he can do that again. And in Joe's case, I thought we had an outstanding draft class this year. I thought we had a really good free agency period, and I really like the staff that he's put together and built. And I think that they're the right two guys to lead us going forward. I understand, believe me, that that's not going to be the most popular decision in Giant Land, but we believe it's the right decision for us going forward.
That's right, and Giant Land is the one, whoever hired the plane to fly overhead.
Yep.
Met life and say, get rid of these people. You don't own the team. You may not even own the plane that you hired to fly that above the stadium. Asked how long it's going to take. This was John Mara's response.
How long will it take to improve the product, John?
It better not take too long, Bruce, because I've just about run out of patience.
He sure has.
Wow.
Okay. It got one more year. That's it. You got 1 year.
Well, maybe not. I mean, if it's a bad start next year, it's a quick hook.
But they're not going to be the ones to fire the coach in the middle of the season. It's just not going to happen.
Can I point something out real quick? You understand, like, we all kind of went, oh, when he said that. Doesn't it mean a little bit more when you have an owner who you rarely hear from and he makes a statement like that, as opposed to one that you have to hear from every week and you kind of
nice
don't? Something he says just kind of in one ear and out the other doesn't have that same type of effect.
Correct.
Him saying that made us all go, oh, crap.
Because you don't hear from him all that much. And that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are lucky. They are lucky that they have an owner of a team that decides it is better to stick with the plan than churn through a coach again. Don't forget, I mean, you know, Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge. I mean, they've been churning. They've been churning since Tom Coughlin.
Who's the dude with the hair, Chris?
And, you know, McAdoo.
Yes.
Ben McAdoo.
That's right.
Well, he was the head coach. He was the head coach when Odell and the crew went all to Miami
The
week of the playoffs.
They've never recovered.
They are lucky that they have an owner that says, all right, I see the things overhead. The fans are hiring planes, and I see what's going on down the turnpike next to the Delaware Water Gap in Philadelphia. I see all that, but I like the coach and I like the GM, and it's better to stick with them for one more year. And Giants fans are just going to have to unfortunately deal with it if you feel it's unfortunate. Mm. And that's the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth to it. And I know Giants fans are like thinking, you let Saquon walk, it is the cardinal sin. You cannot come back from it. The bottom line is they have to get the quarterback right. They got it wrong. The previous administration got it wrong with Daniel Jones, who had his greatest career year at the worst possible time when he had the leverage to leave. And the coach of the year, the Daboll, saw it. And they also, Joe Shane had the right idea. Let's franchise tag him and let's get Saquon to a long-term contract. They could not get that done. Instead, they wound up franchising Saquon and they signed Daniel Jones to a long-term contract. And that sealed their fate, but not their coffin, apparently. And they've got to get the quarterback right. It is that simple. They won too many games, interestingly enough, last year to get the quarterback that they wanted, and they got Malik Nabers instead, who 1,000,000% looks to be the best receiver of the class.
Deal. Yeah, he's
okay.
Great.
So they got that right, and they got some defenders right, and they do have some ideas right. But for the owner to at least acknowledge to the fan base that they're not going to be happy about it, him saying that they got free agency right when you see McKinney going nuts in Green Bay as a Pro Bowler, and you see Saquon transforming the Eagles, it's going to be a very tough pill for Giants fans to swallow.
Acquired by Brian Burns.
That's so I understand they put a plan in place and to start churning it with a new coach and a new GM that you don't know could be any better just to satisfy an angry fan base. They've got an owner that can essentially say, not yet. And I saw that coming in Munich. I saw it coming. They like him. And there's lots to like about him, to be honest with you. And any coach that doesn't have the quarterback is going to look like a moron. It's just that simple. They're not going to look very good. And the Giants have not. But they better get the quarterback right. I don't know who it is. It's going to have to come in free agency, if not the draft. They're going to have to get a little lucky in the draft. And they're going to have to be real smart in free agency because the quarterback is not on the roster and wasn't either and hasn't been for a long-ass time. Kurt Warner coming up in hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, our first hour in the books here on a Monday.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.